In the beginning, there were groceries. When I close my eyes, I see Grandma slicing fruit for me under a spotless sky, adorned with a bright sun. He is not a death threat, but what memories are made of. She buys groceries from Harry at the farmer's market, wraps it in thin cloth bags, walks over uneven paths, concrete in her resolve to give back to her community. She spots happiness on her way home, blue and purple and pink. It grows in the little bushes, and I know I cannot wait to taste how sweet it is. I need not be scared, because the water still runs free and she washes away dirt and insecurities. When she pulls out the treasures one at a time, I see justice. Perfectly tender, the spice that mother liked to add to everything. I see diversity. It is both citrus and sweet, the perfect shade of orange with undertones of green. I see equality, iridescent cubes, salty, no, not like resentment of rotting lands, of old men and old money, but like recognition that the true wealth of our nations is not self-interest, it is equity. I taste it in the loaf of bread Uncle Jim baked, sprinkled with sesame. It tastes like home for all. And before Grandma's hands wrap around it, I already smell freedom. It comes with a side of responsibility. If we were back in the beginning, could you, would you take a bite of responsibility? Could you, would you reconsider the price of convenience? No, man is not rational. Because still, in the face of eviction notices from home, he dreams.